Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have three guests popping in on the broadcast today. It is Friday, April 16th, 2010. We're going to have wide open phones for your reports from the Tea Parties across the United States. We're going to break down the agent provocateurs and what they tried to do in cities across this land, trying to demonize the Tea Parties as racist and hateful. That, of course, is now starting to backfire on them, and we're going to go over all of the important news. In fact, here's just one story out of the New Mexico Independent.com news site, and they have the photos there and video of the Democrats that showed up at this particular event in front of the news, acting like they were with the Tea Parties, saying Nazi youth for lower taxes with swastikas. See, if you don't believe in man-made global warming, you're going to be called a Nazi. If you don't want the government going bankrupt and selling us out to foreign banks, you're a Nazi. If you don't want to sign our sovereignty away or get rid of our borders, you're a Nazi. And this is all they've got, and because they've tried for months to find somebody real saying the N-word or with a swastika sign, they're now going out and doing it themselves. Now, they've always done this. That's why the feds run almost every major white supremacist group in England, Germany, the United States, and Canada, and Australia. Over and over and over again. Paul Watson's book covers it, published 2003, Order Out of Chaos, Elite-Sponsored Terror and the New World Order. Road to Tyranny covers it. My earlier films cover Texas Monthly, The London Guardian, Le Figaro out of France, Der Spiegel out of Germany, not with the government's infiltrating white supremacists, no. Founding them, running them, so that they can then try to merge them with mainline groups to demonize them. And that is why you will notice that all the major white supremacist sites, 24/7, attack yours truly with a wall of lies. It is a heavily funded government operation caught red-handed. Just like the Black Congressional Congress was caught a month ago red-handed, just like these youths in Oregon and D.C., and in areas of New Mexico and Texas, they're all being caught red-handed. And that is good news because people are now discovering false flag political terror. And that's what this is. And there's many other flavors of it. The police dressing up like anarchists, turning over trash cans, setting fire to trash cans, attacking police, caught over and over again from Canada to Greece, from the United States to England, from Australia to Italy, over and over again. Mainstream news admitting it. I mean, they're being caught absolutely 100%. 100%. So we'll be discussing some of that today. In other news, homegrown solo terrorist as bad as Al-Qaeda, FBI chief says. So they're announcing openly that Homeland Security is for the American people. We will continue. 100,000 Britons stranded in Europe by volcanic ash cloud as air traffic chiefs extend lockdown to 7 a.m. Why don't they send the EPA over to arrest the volcano? Or why don't we pay some extra tax money to Al Gore? He'll wave a wand and stop it. This could cause global warming or cooling. Ban it. Ban the volcano. We've got to have stable climate. You can't have seasons. It's a conspiracy theory to say that we have regular seasons and that the only thing constant about the climate is that it's constantly changing. No. We've got to somehow plug up that volcano. We'll be breaking that down. Look, there's so much news. It's all coming up straight ahead. Stay with us. We'll be right back. PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com are the websites.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Rock Creek gently flows through the parkland of Washington, D.C., until it meets the mighty Potomac River in the heart of the federal city.
On the other hand, Rock Creek Free Press is a fiercely independent newspaper that's not afraid to print the truth. We print the stories that others won't touch. The 9/11 cover-up, media propaganda, government corruption, state terrorism, and violations of our constitutional rights. The Creek is a completely reader-supported publication. We accept no corporate advertising, no corporate influence. For a free, no-obligation issue of The Creek, just go to rockcreekfreepress.com. If you want copies for your local 9/11 truth group, send your request to editor@rockcreekfreepress.com. Rock Creek Free Press, not afraid to print the truth.
Call them at 301-452-0090 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I want to thank my whole team on this Friday edition, the entire InfoWars crew on our ship of liberty, for the big success that Fabled Enemies has now become. With its launch almost 2 years ago, and now a new film successfully launched, 18 months in the making, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, now at PrisonPlanet.tv and shipping out on DVD at Infowars.com. Also, yesterday I posted a video up on YouTube. It's now on the front page of YouTube. It's the top video story in the news and politics section on the front page of YouTube. The articles are up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, where you can also watch the video, iPad Tortured to Death in Mass Social Experiment. Obviously, it wasn't really tortured to death. It's not alive, but I'll talk more about that coming up and why I did this, what you could call a stunt to wake people up and what my aim was, and certainly it's been successful. And I got the response I thought I would get from doing this. We've gotten people to think about how we've devalued human life. I'll explain that more coming up later in the broadcast. There's the case of Richard Fine that is in mainstream news, but really in the back of the paper, a handful of mainstream news articles about it. And the Supreme Court is going to be hearing it either today or Monday on whether they're going to have a full case. And he has filed lawsuits. He's a former federal antitrust lawyer. He has exposed a lot of corruption in Los Angeles and in the county. And so without charges, they say he's going to stay in jail for a year on contempt of court. The judges are saying he's not allowed to have a lawsuit in America. I mean, you talk about secret police. You talk about the end of habeas corpus and due process. You talk about Banana Republic or North Korea or Stalinistic Russia. This is it. And we see more and more cases like this. So we'll be talking to Leslie Dutton, who's the only person who's gotten in to interview Mr. Fine. And we've got her video posted up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. She's going to be popping in for 30 minutes in the next hour, the last half hour, the second hour. And then we may even attempt to get Richard Fine on, but we're just going to leave it at that for now. And, of course, Bob Chapman with his once-a-week visit with us every Friday. He's not going to be in the next 2 weeks after that. He's going to be on vacation. So our last interview of April with Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster coming up today in the third hour. Now, that said, I'm going to get into the Icelandic volcano still spewing huge ash plume, shutting down most of the air traffic in England and Europe, and they say that if it continues to erupt like it is, this could go on for 6 months. And, again, we've gone over the statistics. A major volcanic eruption like the one that's been going on the last month in Iceland that's intensifying, it's like Mount St. Helens, but it's just going and going and going and going. Mount St. Helens just exploded and did most of its erupting in just a few hours. No, this thing is just winding up and now covering much of the Atlantic and Europe in ash, and it only appears, according to volcanologists, to be intensifying. Now, the question is, can't we have a global government that could stop volcanoes? I mean, can't we have a tax to save us from this ash that may heat the earth or may cool the earth? Volcanoes can do both. I mean, we've got to have a constant room temperature globally. It's a conspiracy theory to say that we ever had winter or spring or summer or fall. I mean, that's a conspiracy theory. The UN says the sun has no effect, and I'm being serious now, on climate, which is asinine. It's the main driver, according to all the major scientific studies and research. And volcanoes are one of the other big contributors to that, along with the moon and the tidal forces that it expresses upon the planet. So, in fact, let me just go ahead and get into that now. Travel chaos as cloud of ash drifts over Europe. Volcanic ash sifted down over parts of northern Europe on Friday as thousands of planes stayed on the tarmac to avoid the hazardous cloud. Travel chaos engulfed major European cities, and the UN warned of possible health risk from falling ash. Ah, the UN's always there in the news as our big mommy to tell us obvious things and to act like they care about us, when really their official policy is to reduce world population by at least 80%. That's the whole point of the world government. It's a killing stockade, a gurney they strap you down to and give you the lethal injection. Eurocontrol, how Orwellian is that? The European Air Traffic Agency said the travel disruptions that reverberated throughout the world Thursday were even worse on Friday, with about 11,000 flights expected to operate in Europe instead of the usual 28,000. It said delays will continue well into Saturday as the massive yet invisible ash cloud moves slowly south and east. And another report I've got, they said this could potentially go on off and on for the next 6 months. That's what the volcanologists are saying. There will be significant disruption of air traffic tomorrow. They went on to say Polish officials fretted that the ash cloud could threaten the arrival of world leaders for Sunday's state funeral of President Kaczynski and his wife Maria in the southern city of Krakow. His family insisted Friday they wanted the funeral to go forward as planned. So far, President Barack Obama, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev, and German Chancellor Merkel are among those coming, and no one has canceled. So they always put world leaders in the middle of the news like only they count, and everything they do is so important when they're nothing but puppets that run absolutely nothing. The banks run everything. So there's always propaganda just interwoven into everything. It's just a tissue of lies and deception. Here's another one. 100,000 Britons stranded in Europe by volcanic ash cloud as air traffic chiefs extend lockdown to 7 a.m. And we also have a Reuters story along that same line. Here's a Wall Street Journal report. Airlines are grounded as ash clouds spread across Europe. Here's another story out of the New York Daily News. Volcanic ash from Iceland strands Norway Prime Minister in New York City Airport, so he governs via iPad. Yes, the obsession with the iPad. Hence our video up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Here's an AP article. Volcanic cloud cast long shadow over U.S. travel. A volcanic ash cloud that shut down airports and tied up air traffic control across Europe could turn into a long, costly headache for business and airlines and tourists in the United States. And it continues. For those that don't know, the sun, then the moon, and this is all debated which one comes first, but it's pretty much agreed the sun is first. But then different types of micrometeorites, different types of particles coming in out of deep space, not just the heat from the sun, but all of the particles that it's firing into our atmosphere. That's one of the big main drivers. Then you've got the moon and the tidal forces, as I said earlier. And then it's volcanoes. In fact, I've seen the statistics on it. You can pull them up, but roughly the amount of ash and greenhouse gas emissions and particulate that was put into the air by Mount St. Helens in 1980 was more than all of the soot and all of the pollutants put out by man in the previous 100 years. Does that give you an idea? That was a conservative estimate. And this one, if it continues, could be you know, bigger in the aggregate than Mount St. Helens. The point is, man is like a speck on the back of a flea, and the flea is sitting on the back of an elephant, and the elephant is sitting in the middle of the state of Texas. And man is that speck on the back of a flea. I mean, we just have almost no effect unless there's a nuclear weapons exchange or nanotech gets out of control or all these cross-species genetic engineering experiments that have gone on with viruses and bacteria and plant and animal and insect life and fungus all mixed together. All of the top scientists that study this are on record saying this could create a calamity that, well, an accurate description of it is something like the Andromeda Strain, that movie back in the 1970s that's actually based on some of the fears of microbiologists about life forms that could be delivered here via comets or asteroids and that could really shake up life on this planet, or something created in a laboratory. And that's the type of thing I'm worried about. But the UN and the globalists, the Club of Rome, they didn't pick some real threat to have their excuse to set up a tyranny, because they're all in mad races against each other to come up with the super weapons and the life extension and the genetic engineering. None of that is even being watched or dealt with. No. And that could be done on a country-by-country basis just by education. And if the elites wanted to inform the public, no. No. No transparency. In the mad rush for godhood. I'm not saying the elites will ever become God or godlike, but that's what they say they want. Control over the weather. Omnipresent control over information. Control over our health care, over our reproduction, over our finances, tracking everything we do. So the elite are actually horrible stewards, and they're not really in control. Oh, they're in control over the money, they're in control over most of the systems, but they're not even governing themselves. Here's a big headline. SEC charges Goldman Sachs with fraud, CNN. This is huge news. All right, I'm going to run through the top stories. Then we're going to go to your calls and then go back through the top news in detail. Stay with us.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now, foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Four months ago, we had Greg Gordon, who did a five-part series for McClatchy Newspapers, on the show. He's a top financial investigative reporter. He's rated as one of the top in the country. And via lawsuits, he was able to get internal Goldman Sachs emails. Now, of course, there's separate Goldman Sachs emails from Geithner's deputy under orders from Geithner when he was New York Fed head, which is even more powerful than the head of the Department of Treasury, which he now sits in. He was working with his counterpart, his former Goldman Sachs boss, Henry Paulson, to cover up the trillions, not the 780 whatever it was billion that the media keeps talking about. That was only one of three revolving lines of credit. And they've gone back to that 700 plus billion window over and over again. That's only one of the three ways. Again, we haven't gotten new numbers in over 3 months from Bloomberg. Bloomberg's the one filing most of these suits. It was $23.7 trillion in November of last year. In January of this year, it was $28 trillion and counting. So we don't know. At current growth rates, it's probably $33, $34, $35 trillion. We don't know. Okay, that's the level of the heist going on by the Goldman Sachs crew. They're the main management firm, because in a criminal operation, you've got to keep it small. So the big central banks, J.P. Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, Citibank, and others, they're all getting the money as well. They're all sharing it, but their management group is Goldman Sachs because they've got their people in every level of government, not just here in the U.S., but in every country they're robbing. Chile, Greenland, Greece, Iceland, New Zealand, Poland. I mean, it's just every country, the finance minister or the treasury secretary is Goldman Sachs. But I'm all over the map here. It's just to try to even talk about this huge breaking news that was just put into my hand 10 minutes ago. It's only the tip of the iceberg, as they say. And Geithner is on record. Remember, there was talk 3-4 months ago of criminal indictments of Geithner or his underlings from the New York branch of the Fed. That's the main corporate office. That's the Fed that has all the power, the private holding company for the private banks, which they've never allowed an audit of, that Ron Paul's bill would audit. It's passed the House and the Senate. And so this is a big deal that Greg Gordon and others were able to get these emails just in one little criminal area where Goldman Sachs, 2 years before the housing bubble imploded, and we were on air warning you with all our financial experts, it was obvious, that they were betting against the housing market and helped implode it so they could then have this big bailout and destroy their competition. And that's in the emails. So while they were setting up the implosion, running the Federal Reserve and the Treasury Department, the alumni, the former CEOs and their deputies of Goldman Sachs, filling every major regulatory position, they were setting up this inside job. And this is only one area of it, but they were caught red-handed in their emails that came out via lawsuits, telling investors, and not just private investors, not just citizens of different countries, but governments, cities, counties, police unions, retirement funds for city workers, police, fire, teachers unions, university pension funds, government pension funds, private pension funds, trillions and trillions of dollars. They're saying invest in this, and they had another insurance company, AIG, certify it as AAA gold 100% when they knew it was absolute trash, absolute garbage, absolute Bernie Madoff eclipsing fraud. That'd be like if I was selling copper coins plated in gold, and I was telling you that they were solid gold. I mean, that is fraud. If I was doing that, if you were doing that, you would go to jail. Well, this is selling investments to governments, to pension funds, to private individuals, and to institutions as if it was pure, AAA rated, the best investment you could have. And here's their own emails and documents. They knew it was total trash, and it was being done by design to screw up the markets so they could vertically integrate and consolidate the markets because they had their people in control of every major government on earth, not just the United States. And it goes further. They were telling people to invest in it while they were doing this. And I tell you, I don't know how this is happening because Obama is run by Goldman Sachs. He got 5 times the money from Goldman Sachs that McCain did, 4 times overall from Wall Street that McCain got. And I don't, they may use the investigation as a cover-up, as a way to suck up all the info and classify it. We'll talk about more of this when we come back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Shank, eFoods Drag. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a one-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi everyone, Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria, molds and fungus too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231 on this April 16th, 2010 edition. I'd like to hear from folks that were out at tea parties across the country who ran into provocateurs. I've got a whole bunch of news articles, and the news generally leaves it vague. NewMexicoIndependent.com didn't. They pointed out these were anti-Tea Party people with signs that said Nazi youth for lower taxes with big swastikas. That's the type of low-down evil that we're talking about. I mean, false flag frame-ups are so common now that the Democratic Party has giant armies of ne'er-do-wells to go out and engage in this type of defamation. So I'm going to be getting into that. I want to get your take on it. Also, Newt Gingrich. I didn't know this. Newt Gingrich was the main Tea Party spokesperson at the Texas State Capitol yesterday. There were a whole bunch of different Tea Party events down there of the news reports. Every few hours, a new group. But one of the main groups, the Houston Chronicle reports, wanted it to be clear that they are not for Texas secession and they are not extremist and they like Newt Gingrich, who's going to be running for president for the 2012 elections. And here is Newt Gingrich, a guy who believes in global warming, wants a global carbon tax, wants a world government, has written books about it. And he's praised by Limbaugh and others, and we're told how good he is, and He's basically another eugenicist. And a few days ago, I heard the state of Texas, that the Republicans are pushing a contract with Texas. And it's got all these vague things they pledge. I pledge to be conservative. I pledge to promote controlling our borders. They need to be specific. It's another vague contract on America. And I said, I smell Newt Gingrich in this, but I didn't have time to research it. Then I found out in two different news articles in Texas this morning that Newt Gingrich is touring Texas and other states and creating a contract with America at the federal level and a contract with America at the state level. Newt Gingrich went in 1994. He led the Republicans as a fake conservative and led them over the edge of a cliff. It's like Obama is there to give left cover and expand war and torture and warrantless wiretapping. The feds are in court today, by the way, pushing for unlimited warrantless scanning of all your emails. They're already reading them all, but they want to be able to use them in court. They want to have it out in the open, that everything you do is being tracked. Everywhere you go via your cell phone is being watched. And I've got another story that dovetails in with that. It turns out that in Pennsylvania and several other areas, in fact, I'm looking for my article about the laptops. Laptops took thousands of pictures. Will you guys print that for me again? Because I had that here in my stack, and I suddenly can't find it. You know, you'll have this stuff right in front of you, and then you won't. But the point is that public schools all over the country, all over the nation, are watching students at home. And one newspaper published photos that the family got via lawsuits of their son in bed. And it's got quotes by the teachers saying, oh, I just love this soap opera, watching these people in their homes. And the laptops have got audio and video. It's just that the school officials, they're not servants, they're officials. School officials just sit there and take screenshots of the video. So we'll be showing that when we're live at prisonplanet.tv. And so that's just some of what's coming up. I meant to get to this yesterday. This is the type of bizarre news that's out there that actually threatens our society. This is out of the Sun. Three-parent kids. UK scientists have created designer embryos containing DNA from a man and two women. The breakthrough gives hope of healthy children to couples with genetic disorders in their families. It also offers the prospect of eradicating fatal genetic diseases. And see, that's what the eugenicists really want, is they're going to go in and decide who can have babies. They're taking your blood at birth in every industrialized nation for 37 years under a secret UN agreement that's now public. They're now introducing it to you in the news that, well, yes, we have been taking your blood. And then a month later, yeah, it goes to the Pentagon and the UN. And, yeah, it's been going on for decades, 37 years to be exact. And, we're studying your DNA. And then I've got CBS News reporting that in the last 20 years, big genome companies have bought your blood samples. They go in and patent your DNA and proteins and different things that are unique to individuals. And then you're going in to get genetic treatment that might have been $10,000, $15,000. And they say, sorry, we have patented your genes. And people say, well, where did you get the patent? And that's one reason this finally broke mainstream news the last few years. In the San Francisco Chronicle, the first place I saw it, we had the documents 14 years ago. They were sent to me by a nurse. But I'll just leave it at that. The point is that they go, well, where did you get my blood? How do you own my blood? And they say, oh, we got it from these databases. People say, where did you get that? I never agreed to that. And then federal courts have ruled, yes, they own your blood, and we're going to take your blood. And now the police all over the world are being trained to take blood at checkpoints. And they're breaking the ice with, oh, it's for drunk driving. Kind of like, oh, the Marines are in Tennessee. Oh, they're in California. Oh, they're in Michigan. Oh, they're in Florida running checkpoints. Well, that violates posse comitatus. Oh, but it's for drunk drivers. And they also search your vehicles. See, they follow a PR script. Well, you're against drunk driving, aren't you? Well, we got to have the Marines out here. Regular Marines. So this is how it works. They're going to go in, and I've seen government documents where they talk about this and say, oh, your DNA doesn't just say that you have a propensity to pass on certain types of cancers. Or your DNA shows that, you know, there's a 30% chance your child's going to have a cleft palate. Because this science is so foggy, government can lie and claim that you have evidence of possible disorders or diseases, genetic traits that you can pass on. They can just lie. And more importantly, they're already discussing saying, oh, you have aggression genes. You have anger genes. You have genes that show a propensity for drug abuse. You have genes that show that you're inclined to be depressed. That's why in Road to Tyranny, we cover some of this, but then in the 2007 film Endgame, I show mainstream British news where it says two-year-olds are on probation in England. Now, why are tens of thousands of two-year-olds on probation in England? I'm not joking, folks. You can go look it up. Because their parents have a criminal record or have been in the psychiatric system somehow. Oh, they tell you, you must be depressed. Let me send you to a government psychologist. It's all paid for, honey. You know, you're 17 years old. You're depressed. Your boyfriend broke up with you. Let us send you to a doctor. And then they give you some Prozac. And then 5 years later, you have a child. And they come to you and they say, your child is now in a database. And at age two, must have monthly meetings with a social worker to ask them questions and put them in a database of potential criminals. So if you want to know how this medical tyranny is going to work, this is it. And it's not a joke. What, 4 years ago, we got the New Freedom Initiative documents. It was actually in major newspapers. Because one of the board members in, what was it in that case, Pennsylvania? No, it was Ohio. Just for the state board of the New Freedom Initiative, he was given the documents, and it said, this is all to make money. We've got 20% of the kids roughly on drugs right now, psychotropics or Ritalin, different classes. And our goal is, by 2015, to have 50%. Our goal is, in 10 years, that was 2005, our goal is to have 50% of children on drugs, and then by 2025, we want 100% on drugs. 100%. You're going to be forced medicated. Now, that's in the plan. I mean, how can you say that's a good thing? Well, look at the national average of foster children on psychotropic drugs. Pull it up yourself. Just national average. Search engine this term. In fact, get this for me, guys, just to show people I'm not making this stuff up. Two-thirds of foster children on drugs, psychotropic drugs. The state of Texas is even higher. I think it's 69%. The national average is about 65%. That was a few years ago, last time I checked. We're going to find out right now. It's always growing. So, see, when the government has you in its custody, 60%+ of the time, or two-thirds of the time, yeah, there's the headline, WOAI television, 2 out of 3 foster children in Texas on psychotropic medication. But that's only Texas that mirrors the national average. Pull me up the national average. I believe it's going to be 65, 66, 67. I've seen different numbers. So again, there you go. When they are in control, close to 70% are on these brain-damaging, life-destroying drugs. This is about control, and they want 100%. This is how eugenics is going to be carried out. You're not going to be allowed to have children. And if you do get pregnant, you're going to have to hide the baby. If they have their way, if they get away with this, and after a nuke attack and some more wars and a police state, they already got you going in naked body scanners, cops taking blood at checkpoints without warrants, they're already taking your baby's blood at birth to give it to the Pentagon and the Cold Springs Harbor Eugenics Lab with IBM. They say that they are going to come and get you and forcibly abort your child. This is the tyranny. I mean, I have seen it in report after report after report. This is what they're going to do. In fact, in the extras for Endgame, Dr. Michael Kaufman reads from a major U.S. university study in the early 60s, funded by the federal government, where they said by 2000, people will be obsessed with luxury and little electronic games they're going to have. Most of the public is going to be on government-issued drugs, and we are going to anesthetize people and drug them and put them into a form of television mind control, and then we're going to phase in one-child policies and taking people's children. I forget the study, but it's in the film. He reads from it. It's in the extras. It's actually an Endgame 1.5, the extras for PrisonPlanet.tv members, expanded extras. All right, I said I'd go to your phone calls, and I want to go to your phone calls. But here's that article I mentioned out of Philadelphia, and I've seen these reports in Tennessee, California, everywhere. I mean, I saw these reports 8-9 years ago where in Sacramento, it said the police were watching the girls in the showers, and that was okay, and Tennessee was doing it, and they were sharing the videos everywhere, and it's quite normal. Lawyer, laptops took thousands of images. This is out of Philly.com, Philadelphia Inquirer, not the National Inquirer. The system that lower Marion school officials use to track lost stolen laptops, and it's on most of the school-issued laptops nationwide. The feds, part of their grant, demand you have this. So they've got it all figured out. They come in and show them how to use it. And the system that lower Marion school officials use to track lost and stolen laptops, oh, it's always a stop crime, isn't it? Wound up secretly capturing thousands of images, including photographs of students in their homes, websites they visited, and excerpts of their online chats, says a new motion filed in a suit against the district. More than once, the motion asserts, and they've released the photos, the camera on Robbins School issued laptop took photos of Robbins as he slept in his bed. Each time it fired the images off to a network servers at the school district. Back at the school offices, the Robbins motion says, employees with access to the images marveled at the tracking software. It was like a window into a, quote, little LMSD soap opera. I don't watch soap opera, so I don't know what that means, LMSD soap opera. A staffer is quoted as saying in an email to Carol Caffaro, the administrator running the program, I know, I love it, she is quoted as having replied. Well, we've got a frontline special of another school where they're sitting there on national television showing them how they're watching the kids. It was the school bragging about this is the reason we know. Why is this saying it's alleged? I know, I love it, she's quoted as having replied. Those details disclosed in a motion filed late Thursday in federal court by Robbins' attorney offer a wide glimpse into the now disabled program that spawned Robbins' lawsuit and has shined an international spotlight on the district. See, but there's really no articles in the news about, well, wait a minute, this is on Frontline a year and a half ago. Well, wait a minute, there's hundreds of articles where this has come out elsewhere. I mean, why aren't they talking about cameras in the school showers, watching the naked children? I mean, any real journalist or even just an average person could go search engine hundreds of articles about this that I know I've seen. I could sit her off my memory right now and just snap off headlines and have the guys pull it up. Maybe I should do that later when we're live on PrisonPlanet.tv, show everybody the articles. It's one thing to, I mean, here's an example, and I'm shifting gears out of this for a moment. I'm going to get back into it after calls. And then the whole Goldman Sachs situation, this is huge, being indicted. I went on Russia Today yesterday. did a little 5.5-minute piece. It's on in the U.S., Europe, worldwide. Watson over in Sheffield can watch it on broadcast TV. It reaches millions. It's a great outlet. And I go on there and criticize our government, Russia, whatever. They just let me. They let me tell the truth. It's amazing. And I went on there because this Army report saying that within 2 to 5 years, we could have $150 a barrel oil and that gas could be $6-7 a gallon and that we're going to have this big oil shortage because there's not enough refineries and enough oil. And I went on there and I said, well, the AP reported in 2000 and 2006 that they had sued and gotten the oil company documents where a cartel met in 95 and 96 and said, we're going to shut down refineries and not build new ones because there's too much oil. We're going to create an artificial bottleneck. And then I saw the comments on the video, clearly paid for, saying Jones doesn't know about the oil business. He's a liar. This isn't true. Oh, really? I'm having Watson post the Russia Today with the links to the AP. Okay? We don't make anything up. You got that? We don't make any of it up. You understand me? We don't make anything up. We tell the truth.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust-mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
We're going to go to your calls now, and later in the next hour, AP, homegrown solo terrorist as bad as Al-Qaeda, FBI chief says, that's all part of the big kickoff I told you in the month of April a few months ago that was going to blame anybody who doesn't want big government or tyranny as being a terrorist. And so now it's a full court press. They've got their people everywhere with Nazi signs, just showing you how criminal the government is. That's not saying all the police or all the FBI or all the bureaucrats are evil individuals, but their directorates, the systems that are in control, are wicked, are evil. We're in a lot of trouble, ladies and gentlemen. We have to recognize that. Let's go ahead and talk to Fred in Texas. You're on the air, Fred.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, well, yesterday, me and some friends went to the Alamo Draft House in San Antonio, and sure enough, they had Invisible Empire playing there on the big screen, and Jason Burmes made a wonderful appearance for us. It was a great time. A lot of people showed up, and it was just awe-inspiring watching that movie. And
it was, yeah, I'm told it almost filled up the theater with almost no promotion. I never even promoted it because I really didn't even know they were having that premiere. I've been told about it once and kind of forgotten about it. But, yeah, that's very exciting. And Burma shot some video of his speech and some of the folks he talked to, so that'll be up on the web in the next few days.
Yeah, it was incredible. And I just wanted to let your listeners know that seeing on the big screen is very awe-inspiring. And so,
what did you think of the two-hour-plus film Invisible Empire that premiered yesterday at PrisonPlanet.tv?
It was great. I mean, it was the same. It put your little part in there, but other than that, it was a great, great movie. And I saw it when I got home. I got to show my wife what was on in the internet version of it. But seeing it at the premiere was great, more than anything else. So,
what do you mean it put? What do you mean it put my little part in it?
You got a little part there in the movie online on PrisonPlanet.tv, Invisible Empire.
Oh, absolutely. In the middle of it, I stopped for a moment and asked people to purchase the DVD. Sure.
That part, yeah, that was great. It wasn't in the theatrical part of it, but
no,
that we saw. But it was you know, having your input in there was great, and it was just, you know,
yeah, the internet version has a little call to action in the middle of it. Yes, different from what is on the DVD.
I loved how George Bush, they had the extended version of George H.W. Bush's take on the New World Order, stuff that, you know, most people haven't really seen on the internet.
A lot of that archive footage Burma's went to a lot of trouble to get has never been on the web before. A lot of the New World Order quotes have never been seen before. A lot of the statements for global government have never been seen. They were seen on television at the time, but that was pre-internet, so it had never popularly been known.
Exactly. And then they had the Skull and Bones rituals they caught on tape. That was outstanding to see that and how awe-inspiring it was to see that being exposed. It was just great. So,
well, listen, I appreciate your call, Fred. Good to hear from you. Charlie in North Carolina, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, you there?
Yes, sir.
Hey, buddy. I wanted to bring up two points about the Tea Party movement yesterday. I live here in Raleigh. And let's see, it was yesterday morning, my buddy picked me up for work, and he was all bent out of shape, saying, man, they're not going to let them even have an American flag inside the thing, inside the, I don't know where it was held, but it was held at the state capitol, as a matter of fact. And there was something, I don't really know, I'm kind of asking you if you know about this, but there was the state police and somebody, the state something or other, were going to prohibit displaying American flags inside the Capitol grounds, which to me is just completely, I mean, I don't even need to say it. The other thing is you were asking for people to call you about provocateurs.
Yes.
I did not go down there, but I live close to where it is. I live in the downtown area, and I was out on the back porch working.
Tell you what, stay there. We're back seconds after this break. Charlie, you can finish up your point.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.